Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Wednesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Swedish prosecutors said they will reopen an investigation into WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange following his arrest and detainment in the UK. Assange was accused of raping a woman in 2010. He later sought asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, saying he was concerned Sweden will extradite him into the US. Sweden initially dropped the case in 2017, noting Assange's refusal to travel made prosecution unlikely. Huawei's chairman has said the Chinese company will be prepared to sign a no-spying agreement with the British government to reassure politicians it has no intention of allowing its technology to be used for surveillance. Speaking on a visit to London, Huawei chairman said the company did not want to spy on Western consumers and that concerns about Chinese laws requiring the company to cooperate with the regime's intelligence agencies were overblown. WhatsApp users have been urged to update their application immediately after it was hit by one of the worst security bugs ever seen. The flaw allows the app to be attacked by just leaving a missed call, and until the update was released, there was nothing an affected user could do. Once hit, the phone would be compromised without the user knowing it. The technology to use the attack appears to have been created by an Israeli company that sells technology exploits to governments, allowing them to spy on citizens. It is not clear how prevalent the attack was, but it appears to have been already used on various phones. Amazon recently partnered with British clothing chain Next to offer a new network of stores where the e-commerce company's UK-based customers can pick up their packages. After witnessing success with its other click-and-collect services like automated lockers, Amazon is looking for new ways to capitalize on this popular delivery method. The new counter service became available in Next stores yesterday. Amazon did not disclose how much it invested in this partnership. US trade officials say laptops and phones manufactured in China may soon be subject to 55% import tariffs. The items are on a list of more than 3,000 products included in the new round of potential levies. A public hearing on the issue will be held in June the 17th, with the tariffs possibly going into effect soon. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at OnThisMedia.com.